Welcome back, my friend, to The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of Nemos News Network, where we continue, with your help, to break the cycle of fake news. I've been out of town a few days. I apologize. My brother was in need, and I had to be a good big brother and help him out. Let's dive into the latest. Here we go.
There was a time when I had my head in the sand. Then I found out that power players pass lies for truth and truth for lies, especially in areas of life and health. I used to stay quiet, and now I speak up. I red pill my family, I red pill my friends, and I support redpillliving.com. Red Pill Living has real health products that support longevity, vitality, and detoxification against the deep state attacks on your health. It's redpillliving.com. Wake up, stand up, speak up.
So Joe Biden and potentially maybe even Hunter are now implicated in top secret document theft. And this is a felony, whether or not it was on purpose or whether or not they passed it on to a foreign entity, which we can probably assume that they did, based on numerous other consistent patterns in their behavior. At this point, we have more exhibits to exhibit in court than we need. So Elon Musk, who is likely a Satanist, like his mom, and likes to wear satanic outfits around Halloween, look like custom leather Baphomet clothes, and we know he likes to date girls who are witches. Just look at the women in his past. We also know he's one of the wealthiest people in the world, and it was all basically just handed to him by the government because, let's face it, his products suck. They're not very good, and they keep killing people. This is not a free market success story. This is a puppet who was put into position and given great gifts, which means he's someone we should be worried about, not trust. But now he's coming out with crocodile tears, saying that he felt like he was dying after taking a second dose of the experimental mRNA shots, even claiming that his cousin had a serious case of myocarditis, kind of like my cousin did. Interesting. But is he authentic? Or is this another Trump-style vaccine where they just take it for the cameras and then pretend to have the same sort of symptoms that we, the little people, are feeling so that they can gain our trust for the next wave of deception? The violence and mental health issues continue to soar across America, especially in left-wing cities. We now have a teenager who was given a very light sentence for intentionally running over a mother and a little baby, was recently gunned down in the streets, which is probably more of a local gang dispute than it is vigilante justice, but I do expect more vigilante justice to pop up in a world deprived of any other form of it. With everything going on in Ukraine obviously being set up and staged by the New World Order bringing us to this point, the whole world fighting seemingly against Russia in Ukraine, none of it makes much sense beyond the surface level arguments. They tell us that we're going to beat our enemy Russia by using Ukraine basically as cannon fodder and as a shield, and Russia's just going to play nice and only fight us in this one little area on their border, rather than sending their entire arsenal of nukes toward the actual enemy funding the war against them. Now, it doesn't make much sense. Even going to the defense, allegedly, of Ukraine made no sense. We're not allies. Who cares about Ukraine? Secondly, Ukraine, the Jews in Ukraine, were wiping out the white Christian people in the Donbass region as fast as they could, organ harvesting children en masse, using weapons banned from war, like shrapnel bombs and cluster bombs, against civilian population centers and school centers and stuff, and basically ethnically cleansing white Christians as fast and hard as they could. Russia stepped in because those were basically Russians not too long ago. Many of them still have relatives in Russia, and they are ethnically white Christians who speak Russian. I mean, these are their cousins, their neighbors, their former, citizens. So they stood up and they stepped in and they invaded the Donbass region specifically to unify and unite and protect those people. And then they let them be sovereign. And then those sovereign people quickly voted to join Russia because they have an enemy trying to ethnically cleanse them on their border. It all makes no sense from the Western fake news, we're winning constant narrative, although we're not winning. Most of our arsenals have been blown up or sold off to terrorists. And the officials in Ukraine that haven't been banned from government for being on the wrong side politically with Zelensky are driving around in yachts and expensive cars suddenly. We've been scammed. The whole Ukraine thing has been a scam. And more evidence is emerging with Soros having suggested this very strategy, namely that of using Eastern European whites as cannon fodder in the war. And you won't have to look very hard for historical precedent for Jews suggesting that Christians kill each other. In fact, during our past world wars, Jews were actually exempted from conscription. I can show you the documents. They were not forced to join the draft to fight the wars that they continually promoted. No, that's for the white Christian men. And ultimately, if you really want to know where the war against white comes from, it's the Jews. More evidence is emerging that Hunter Biden did have information from those classified documents, or from Dad, who had information from those classified documents and wasn't supposed to share it, and did not have the right to declassify, unlike the actual president. It looks as though Hunter was sharing that information, at least with his business partners, maybe also with that Chinese spy master that he was associating with. And faux conservative Charlie Kirk, once again, bashing Christians that won't support the Jews. He says that Christians who don't love Israel don't love the Bible, and demands that American churches support Israel. He said, "So a Christian that's not pro-Israel, I doubt they actually love their Bible, and I will stand by that statement," spoken to a Jewish audience. And while he's kissing ass for political points with those in power, this message is one that is quite popular. This Judeo-Christian deception, which, by the way, makes about as much sense as Christio-Satanic, or Satano-Christian, or Islamo-Christian. Those are two separate religions that have very different doctrines and have a very different view on God and His Son. In fact, Jews hate God, and God hates Jews. I know that's not a popular message, but that is what is contained within the Bible. As we've covered at theserapium.com Hidden History Archive, the word Jew does not appear in the original manuscripts for the Bible. It was injected later over the words Judean and Yahudim. On the cross where Jesus Christ, Yeshua, himself was crucified, it said, "King of the Judeans," not "King of the Jews." When you do the actual historical research, and Jews admit this in their own books, they are from Edom, they are not from Israel, they have no relation to Judah. Before Jesus, Talmudic Pharisaism, with the Pharisees, was ruling the religious world in that area. They had infiltrated the Supreme Court, they had infiltrated the political parties, and they had infiltrated the temple services. And after people learned about the truth of the Bible and the truth of God for themselves from Jesus and his apostles, they became Christians, no longer following the Pharisaism of before. After Christianity was formed, Judaism was formed in response. It's actually younger than Christianity, not older. And the whole purpose is to pick and choose which of God's rules they follow, blaspheme His Son, and ignore the Torah, and follow the Talmud. The Talmud is their holy book, and the Kabbalah. It's how they train their rabbis, and it is a message of hate. And I will stand by those statements. So it looks like the government is actually doctoring video evidence against the Proud Boys trial in order to set them up with a rigged judge, a rigged hostile jury, and a rigged hostile court system in DOJ, all trying to set them up. And the defense attorneys seem to be, for the most part, complicit, willing, and also hostile to the defense. It's insane. The government is now doctoring footage in trials against patriots, covering for people like Ray Epps, who on the footage was the actual perp breaking in the barriers, and then trying to blame that from Ray Epps on these patriots. part of the 14,000 hours of footage that they're still hiding. Many people online are now claiming that the Producer's Pride brand of chicken feed sold by the Tractor Supply chain has been recently altered, and the new formulation is causing chickens to stop laying eggs, even in your own backyard. Be very wary of this sort of food supply, food chain tampering by the elite over the next few years. Stay on top of it, because they are going to be putting all kinds of things in all sorts of foods, and it's going to get really bad. They are less than 2% of the world. They can't beat us in a fight. They have to just poison us and then call us bad if we point it out. It's their modus operandi. It is what they've always done. It is the playbook of the Jews that rule the world. Poison and politics. A judge in Las Vegas who was trying to merely save her own daughter from potential sex trafficking victimization at a local retailer who she thought was a front for a sex trafficking ring, she actually did nothing but try to reach out to the police. They did nothing. Then she reached out to the federal law investigation, and this triggered some sort of ethics investigation into this judge. She was then found with a self-inflicted gunshot wound, allegedly. And the person that she thought led the ring, that owned the retail store where her daughter worked, that she was worried about maybe pimping her daughter out in some future time, also has been investigated in the past and implicated in a double homicide. This judge probably did not kill herself, and who knows what's going to happen to her teenage daughter now. Look at this insane video clip from undercover journalists at Project Veritas busting people at Pfizer, saying that they are working on other forms of gain-of-function, essentially, trying to make the viruses stronger, trying to force-evolve the viruses so that they can get more money. The Vermont Supreme Court has now upheld a measure that will allow non-U.S. citizens to vote in Vermont elections, perhaps even in U.S. elections. Fortunately, very few non-U.S. citizens like that cold weather. Beautiful country up there. I have been to New Hampshire. I stayed there for a year along the Canadian border, just kind of learning to live in an eco-village. Not the far-left radical hippie style, but more of the intentional community, learning how to grow food, that sort of thing. It's always been kind of a thought of mine to maybe one day build an intentional community of my own based on more conservative values, because most of them are admittedly pretty hippie. A demonic statue was placed atop a Manhattan courthouse recently. It looks like some sort of modern art rendition of ISIS. Ukrainian officials apparently blew $100 billion in the U.S. uniparty dollars that we've been sending them from our taxpayers on sports cars, mansions, and luxury vacations. And other things, I'm sure, like prostitutes. And for them, the poorer the rest of us become, the more prostitutes they're going to be, as people turn to means of desperation in order to feed their families. They like us poor. Recently, Antifa, largely a Jewish paramilitary organization, many of them are actually children of current officials in government. Anyway, I digress. Antifa have now begun revenge riots after one of their own fellow militants was shot by police recently. They are lighting cop cars on fire and destroying businesses. We also have the mayor of Atlanta confirming that they have been using explosives in their rioting. Paramilitary, indeed. Of course, the local fake news reporter calls this riot a largely peaceful protest, as a police cruiser goes up in flames behind them on camera. If you want to understand why this happens, go check out my Golem Strategy article on theserapium.com. It's the Jewish Golem Strategy of divide and conquer based on division, mostly race. They'll turn blacks against whites, for example, or whites against blacks or Latinos or whatever. They like to turn people against each other. But that is where most of the division comes from. Certainly, they control the fake news that continues to push an anti-white narrative. All of this is, of course, backed up by theserapium.com. I hope that you have found this video to be of some value. If you did, please consider liking, sharing, and supporting at NemosNewsNetwork.com. We'll see you on the next one.